الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our review session number 7 from book 3, level 3, review session number 7, in which we expect to be reviewing lesson number 11. Yes, we are going to be reviewing lesson number 11. I'm going to see if I can get the notes for this session. What we're going to be covering today up here. This new layout is a little bit tricky for me, but let's see if we can get it. Okay. Yeah, it looks like here. Oh, let's move off. No. Okay, let's see. Try one more time. Hold on. Copy. Paste. Enter. Yeah, I don't know. It's not working. All right, so we'll skip that for now and just get on with the lesson for the sake of time. I don't know why. This thing. Oh, that's why. Allahu Musta'an. Sorry. Okay, let's try it one more time. Okay. Trying to put up the notes for the class. This new system here. Yeah, this looks like it. Okay. Okay. We got it. Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. So, today we're doing a review. This is a review session number 7. And what we're going to be looking at today is the English key and the Arabic explanations for information related to the types of mubtada, it being definite normally, sometimes it's indefinite, the order of mubtada and khabar, the omission of mubtada or khabar or both of them, the different types of khabar, the three types of khabar, the agreement between mubtada and khabar, and the order of the mubtada and khabar chart on page 46 and 47, and the Arabic explanation on page 94, which deals with the different situations for the mubtada, and 95 deal with the different situations for the khabar. So let's see if we can cover all of that today. Allahu musta'an. So what is really important here is that we cover the Arabic section, and I don't know if we'll have time to do both of them, so I'm going to try to, but what is really important here, what is most important is that we cover the Arabic explanation, and we make sure that we can read the Arabic explanation and understand it. Okay, so the English explanation I'll go through maybe a little bit quickly, and I'll try to emphasize the Arabic explanation. In fact, I think what I'll do is, I'll just go quickly through the English and try to emphasize the Arabic. Okay, so on page 42 and 43 and 44 and 45 and 46 and 47. All those pages are the English key for lesson number 11. On page 42, it says, in this lesson we learn more about the nominal sentence. We learn more about the nominal sentence. As you already know, the nominal sentence consists of mubtada and khabar. The mubtada is the noun about which you want to say something, and the khabar is what you want to say about it. For example, al-qamaru jamilun. In this sentence, you want to speak about the moon, al-qamar. So it is the mubtada, and the information you give about it is that it is beautiful, jamilun. So jamilun is the khabar. Both the mubtada and khabar are marfu'un. Yani that's why we have al-qamaru jamilun. Both the mubtada and khabar are marfu'un. Okay, before we read any further about the mubtada, the types of mubtada, I'm going to look at the Arabic. It says here on page 89, al-mubtada'u والخبر, and this is what the subject of this lesson is. المبتدأ هو الاسم الذي نتحدث عنه. المبتدأ is the ism that we're talking about. والخبر هو الحديث الذي تتم به الفائدة. And the خبر, it is the hadith, the speech, which we complete by it the فائدة, يعني the benefit of the sentence. يعني we have the مبتدأ, what we want to talk about, and then the sentence is beneficial when we say what we want to say about it with the خبر. For example, القمر جميل, the moon is beautiful. ففي هذه الجملة نريد أن نتحدث عن القمر. In this sentence, we want to talk about the قمر. فلفظ القمر مبتدأ. For that reason, the expression القمر in this sentence is the مبتدأ. يعني مبتدأ meaning the subject, and the خبر being the predicate. ونريد أن نقول إنه جميل. And what we want to say about the قمر is that it is جميل. فلفظ جميل, so the expression, the word جميل, is the خبر. The next point is about the مبتدأ. يعني the next few points are going to be about the مبتدأ. Okay, so I have numbered the points about the مبتدأ as 1, 2, يعني yeah, okay, so I'll skip that order now. I mean the numbering, because going back from Arabic to English may be a little bit confusing even for me. So what we want to say here on page 42, I want to talk in here about the types of مبتدأ. The مبتدأ may be A or B, a noun or pronoun, B, a masdar, مؤول. Remember in the previous lesson we had that a جملة اسمية may begin with three things. One of them is a حرف مشبهة بالفعل, يعني the إن وأخواتها. So إن and the أخوات إن, they are not a مبتدأ. Even though the sentence may begin with that, the word that comes after it, the اسم إن, is the مبتدأ. So here we're seeing, even though a sentence, a جملة اسمية may begin with three things, only two things can be the مبتدأ, either a noun or a pronoun, that's one, or a masdar مؤول. As far as a noun or pronoun says, for example, الله ربنا, Allah is our رب. القراءة مفيدة, reading is useful. الجلوس هنا ممنوع, sitting here is prohibited. نحن طلاب, we are students. We see in each of these sentences, in the first sentence, the love of Jalala Allah, in the second sentence, القراءة, in the third sentence, الجلوس, and in the fourth sentence, the pronoun نحن. These are all different, يعني, examples of the noun or a pronoun that is a مبتدأ. The second type of مبتدأ is مصدر مؤول. For example, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, and that you fast is better for you. يعني, أَن تَصُومُوا is the مصدر مؤول. This is a مبتدأ because it represents صيامكم. يعني, it represents the word صيامكم as a مبتدأ. The second example they gave us, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُوا لِلتَّقْوَى, and that you should pardon, and ta'afu, and that you pardon or forgive is nearer to righteousness. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 237th ayat. And that you should forgive or pardon is nearer to taqwa. Here, the masdar mu'awwal is an ta'afu, as in the previous example, an tasumu. So these are examples of a mubtada being a masdar mu'awwal. So this is the two types of mubtada. In the Arabic, on page 89, it says, min ahkam المبتدأ أنواع المبتدأ, يعني the types of مبتدأ. So it says here أنواع المبتدأ. المبتدأ إما اسم صريح وإما مصدر مؤول. يعني a مبتدأ can either be a clear noun, يعني a noun or a pronoun, or it can be a مصدر مؤول, which is not a clear noun. يعني it's a verb construction, يعني with the particle N, that can be translated or understood to be a masdar. Yani, so for example, the first type, ism sarih, yani they gave us Allahu Rabbuna, yani Allah, the proper noun, is the mubtada. Al-kira'atu mufidatun, common noun, al-kira'a or masdar, al-kira'a is the mubtada. Al-julusu, also a masdar, is the mubtada here. Al-julusu huna mamnu', sitting here is prohibited. Nahnu tullab, yani the dhamir, the pronoun nahnu, is the mubtada. So we see a proper noun, the love of the jalal Allah, we see a masdar, al-qiran, al-julus, and we see a pronoun, nahnu. All of these are examples of clear nouns. Clear noun, ism sari, means here the opposite of a masdar mu'awwal, a masdar that is, yani, in the form of a verb with the particle n that is understood to be a, that can be replaced by a masdar. So, under the second type of mubtada, the masdar mu'awwal, they gave us wa antasumu khayrun lakum, meaning antasumu, the masdar mu'awwal, means siyamukum khayrun lakum. So the masdar mu'awwal, it can be interpreted, reinterpreted into a masdar, even though it's a verb form here, it can be interpreted into a masdar, and therefore it can be used as a, the masdar mu'awwal can be used as a mubtada. The second example, wa an ta'afu aqrabu lit-taqwa, and that you pardon or forgive is nearer to righteousness. The masdar mu'awwal, the particle n, and the mudari verb ta'afu can be translated into the masdar. An ta'afu yani al-afu, or afuka aqrabu lit-taqwa. You pardoning someone is nearer to righteousness. Okay, after this, there are two topics that they talk about. The first topic is the mubtada is normally definite, and the second topic is that the mubtada may be sometimes indefinite. Okay, and that is a little bit of a lengthy discussion. So maybe I'll just do the whole mubtada is normally definite, and what follows it, it may be indefinite. I'll do all of that in English, and then we'll come back to the Arabic. Okay, so on page 42 of the English, we have, after the types of mubtada, noun or pronoun, masdar mu'awwal, the mubtada is normally definite, as in the following examples. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad is definite, because it is a proper noun, al-alamu. Next example, أنا مدرسٌ, I'm a teacher. أنا, in this sentence, is definite because it is a pronoun, a personal pronoun. هذا مسجدٌ, this is a masjid. هذا is definite because it is a demonstrative pronoun, اسم إشارة. Remember we had a lesson dealing with what? The types of nouns which are definite. And from amongst them is العلم, the proper noun, pronouns, اسم إشارة, and so on. Alright, relative pronouns and the word that has alif lam, that which is connected to, in idafa, to a word that's definite and so on. So these are examples of what? Of the mubtada being definite. Yani it's a proper noun, it's a pronoun, it's a ism ishara and so on. And that is the normal situation for the mubtada, that normally, commonly, more often, it is definite. Another example, الَّذِي يَعْبُ, I'm going to page 43 now, top of the page, الَّذِي يَعْبُدُ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ مُشْرِكٌ, he who worships other than Allah is a mushrik. In this sentence, الَّذِي is definite because it is a relative pronoun, الْإِسْم الْمَوْسُول. Next example, الْقُرْآنُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the Quran is the book of Allah. In this sentence, الْقُرْآنُ is definite as it has the definite article. And finally, مِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ الصَّلَاةُ, the key to paradise is salat. In this sentence, مِفْتَاح is definite as it is مضاف, it, as its مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ is definite. Alright, so these are more examples that we had from a previous lesson of words that are definite. الَّذِي, a relative pronoun, the word that has alif lam, and the word that is connected in idalfa to a definite word, as in miftahu al-jannah. Maybe we'll stop there before we go to it being indefinite, which is a little bit more complex. And we'll just look at the Arabic on page 89. It says ta'arifu al-mubtada wa tankiruhu. Yani when the mubtada is yani ma'arifa, ta'arif al-mubtada means when the mubtada is ma'arifa, definite, wa tankiruhu, and when it is nakira. Ta'arif and tankir of the mubtada means when it is ma'rifa and nakira, when it is definite and indefinite. Al-aslu fil mubtada'i an yakuna ma'rifatan kama fil amthila al-amthilati al-atiyati. So the aslu, what is normal, the original case for the mubtada is that it will be ma'rifa, definite. as in the following examples, in which al-mubtada'u tahtahu khat. The mubtada will have underneath it a line. And the mubtada will be underlined. Alif, the first example, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here, Muhammad, the underlying word is the mubtada. It's definite because it is a alim, a proper noun. B, ana mudarrisun. I am a teacher. Ana here is underlined. It's the mubtada because it is a dhamir, personal pronoun. Jim, hadha masjidun. هذا مسجد يعني this is a masjid. So هذا is underlined. It's definite because it's what? اسم إشارة demonstrative pronoun. Turning to page 90. دال الذي يعبد غير الله مشرك يعني the one who worships other than Allah is a مشرك. And الذي is definite because it's الاسم الموصول, because it is الاسم الموصول, a relative pronoun. ها القرآن كتاب الله. القرآن is the underlying word. It's the مبتدا because it has ألف لام. المحل بألف لام. And finally, واو مفتاح الجنة صلاة. The key to paradise or the key of paradise is the salat. And مفتاح here is definite because it is the مضاف, whose مضاف إليه الجنة is definite. It's connected to a definite word. Okay, after that, the next part of this discussion of the mubtada, which is generally, originally, yani its normal situation is that it's definite, is that it may be indefinite in some cases. So on page 43, yani upper part of the page, not from the beginning of the page, but in the upper part of the page, it says, the mubtada'u may be indefinite. So it's generally definite, but it may be indefinite in the following circumstances. The following circumstances that they're talking about, they mention two things. A, if the khabar is a shibr jumla, which is one of the following two things. Okay, and then they mention that the khabar, the shibr jumla could be a prepositional phrase, jaa wal majrur, or could be a dharf, adverbial phrase. The second situation, which is on the following page, B, and after some discussion it goes to the second situation in which the mubtada might be indefinite. It might be indefinite if the mubtada is an interrogative noun, like men or ma or kam. All interrogative nouns are indefinite. So if the mubtada is an interrogative noun, then it can be indefinite because yani a sentence always begins with the interrogative noun. It's a istifham. All right, let's go back and read the details of what they said about the mubtada. Again, back to page 43, upper part of the page. Al-mubtada, it's generally definite, but the mubtada may be indefinite in the following circumstances, and they give two circumstances. The first of them is if the khabar is a shibr jumla, which is one of the following two things. And they have a long discussion here. Not a long discussion. They have a footnote here, I'm sorry. Shibr jumla. This expression, shibr jumla, in the footnote on the bottom of the page 1, says it means, shibr jumla means that which resembles a sentence. And it's not a single word, but it's not a complete sentence. Shibr jumla is more than one word generally. Jawl majrur, or it could be a dharf with its mudhaf ilayhi. And therefore it resembles a sentence in that it's generally not a single word. If the khabar is a shibr jumla, that which resembles a sentence, which is one of the following two things. One, a prepositional phrase, that is jaa wal majrur, preposition, and the noun that comes after it that became majrur because of the preposition, like fil bayti, yani the harf jaa is fi, and the ism majrur is al bayt. Ala al maktabi, ala is the jaa, and the harf jar, and al maktab is the ism majrur. Kal ma'i, ka, the kaf here is the harf jar, and al-ma is the ism majrur. So this jaa wal majrur, yani this is what we mean by a prepositional phrase. So if the khabar is a shibr jumla, one of the following two things, either a prepositional phrase like fil bayti, al-maktabi, kalma'i, or a dharf, yani an adverb like al-yawma, or ghadan, or tahta, fawqa, inda. And here they have a long footnote. This is the long footnote that says words like tahta, under, fawqa, above, inda, with, are not prepositions in Arabic. This is a very important point. A lot of times when we see the word following, a dharf, like inda, fawqa, tahta, we see the word following it is majrur with kasra, and we think automatically that it's a preposition, but rather that word is majrur not because inda is a preposition or fawqa or tahta is a preposition, but because they are dhuruf, and the word that follows the dharf, yani the word that's connected to it is going to be connected to it as mudhaf ilayh, and that's why it's majrur. So here they are bringing to our attention that words like tahta and fawqa and inda are not prepositions in Arabic. Prepositions like ka, bi, min, ala, and ila are particles. Prepositions are particles. They call huruf jar. But words like tahta, fawqa, and inda are nouns. They are not particles. They are nouns which are declinable. That is, change their endings. For example, you can say, هذا من عند الله من عندي. Yani, it became majrur because of min. So it's a noun that's declinable. Min فوقه. Yani, from above him. ومن تحته. We see that these words, عند, من عندي, من فوقه, من تحته, these words are declinable. They are nouns. They are not particles. And a majrur noun following one of these words, and that's why the word following is majrur, because the majrur noun following one of these words is a mudhaf ilayhi. For example, tahta al-ma'i, under the water, yani al-ma'i is mudhaf ilayhi, majrur. It's not because tahta is a preposition, but rather because it's a dharf, and the noun that follows it is mudhaf ilayhi, majrur. Okay, so that's the end of the second footnote, and this is going back to what these words like al-yawm, ghadan, tahta, fawqa, inda, the Yawm and Ghadan are Dharf al-Zaman, Tahta, Fawqa, and Inda is Dharf al-Makan, and Dharf al-Makan is generally followed by a noun that's Mudhaf ilayhi Majrur. In this case, the Khabar should precede the Mubtada, in which case, if the Khabar is a Shibah Jumla, if the Khabar is a Shibah Jumla, in this case, the Khabar should precede the Mubtada. For example, Fil Ghurfati Rajulun. And actually there are two conditions here that we should pay attention to. If the khabar is a shibah jumla and the mubtada is nakira. So we're talking about when the mubtada may be nakira. Yani the mubtada may be nakira if the khabar along with it, if the khabar along with it is a shibah jumla. Any prepositional phrase or an adverbial phrase. In that case, the mubtada can be indefinite. And in this case, the khabar should precede the mubtada. Yani the khabar should come first instead of second, and then they give us examples. Fil ghurfati rajulun. There's a man in the room. In this case, rajulun is the mubtada, but it's indefinite. And its khabar is a shibah jumla. Ja'al majrur fil ghurfati. Therefore, the khabar should precede the mubtada. Another example. And then they say rajulun fil ghurfa. If you change the arrangement of the mubtada and khabar to its normal arrangement, rajulun fil ghurfati is not a proper Arabic sentence. Here in this sentence, fil ghurfati rajulun, the indefinite noun rajulun is the mubtada, and the adverbial phrase, prepositional phrase fil ghurfati, is the khabar. Here's another example: li akhun, I have a brother. Literally, there is a brother for me. Here the indefinite noun akhun is the mubtada, and li the jawl majrur, yani prepositional phrase, is the khabar. So why is the khabar coming first? Because the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibah jumla, in this case yani prepositional phrase. Tahta al maktabi sa'atun. Here they give us examples of adverbial phrase. Tahta al-maktabi sa'atun. There's a watch under the table. Sa'atun tahta al-maktaba. Rearranging the order is not a proper Arabic sentence. In this sentence, tahta al-maktabi sa'atun. Sa'atun is the mubtada. And al-dharf tahta is the khabar. But because, yani sa'atun, the mubtada is indefinite, and its khabar is a shibah jumla, in this case, dharf, then the order is reversed. Turn to page 44. Here's another example. Indana Sayyaratun. Indana Sayyaratun. We have a car. Literally, there's a car for us. In this example, they don't give the explanation of it, but in this example, Sayyaratun is the Mubtada, but because it's indefinite and it's Khabr, Indana is a prepositional phrase, Yani Al-Dharf, Yani Inda, and it's Mudaf Ilayhi, the pronoun Na. In that case, so the Mubtada can be indefinite, Yani, if its Khabr is a Shibu Jumla. In that case, when that happens, if the Mubtada is indefinite and the Khabr is a Shibu Jumla, the order of Mubtada and Khabr is reversed. The second situation in which the Mubtada may be indefinite is if the Mubtada is an interrogative noun, Yani Ism Istifham. It's a noun that's used to ask a question. Like men, which means who, ma, which means what, come, which means how many. These nouns are indefinite, Yani interrogative pronouns. Al-asma, asma al-istifham, nouns, interrogative nouns that's used to ask a question are all indefinite. So men and ma and come, they are indefinite. And this is the case in which the mubtada can be indefinite, Yani if it's an interrogative pronoun. So interrogative pronouns are all indefinite, so Yani, an interrogative pronoun can be a mubtada. It can be a khabar as well, but if it's a mubtada, so this is a case in which the mubtada can be indefinite, if it's an interrogative pronoun. And the examples that they give us, ma bika, what is wrong with you? Here, ma is the mubtada. And the prepositional phrase, bika, is the khabar. And keep in mind that a prepositional phrase will never be the mubtada. Alright, so we know that ma here is the mubtada and the prepositional phrase bika is the khabar. Jaa wal majroor. Man marid. Who is sick? Here, man is the mubtada and marid is the khabar. And here, Yani, marid could be a mubtada, but how do we know that man here is the mubtada? If you answer the question, man marid, and you say, for example, Ahmed or Talib or Mudarris is marid, so we know that Ahmed or Mudarris or Talib is taking the place of men. And in the answer, Ahmed Marid, Ahmed is definitely the Mubtada. So the word in the question, the original question that takes its place is men, so it's the Mubtada. Next example, Kam Taliban fil Fasli. How many students are in the class? Here, Kam is the Mubtada. And the prepositional phrase fil Fasli is the Khabar. This one is easy because the prepositional phrase will never be the Mubtada. Kam is the mubtada, taliban is the tamyiz, which makes us know how many of what we are asking about. So there are many more situations where the mubtada can be indefinite. You will learn them later, insha'Allah. Okay, so this is the situation of what? Yani when the mubtada can be indefinite. In Arabic, on page 90, near the top of the page, close to the top, after dal, ha, and waw, we see قَدْ يَكُونُ الْمُبْتَدَأُ نَكِرَةً. قَدْ يَكُونُ الْمُبْتَدَأُ نَكِرَةً. It is possible that sometimes the mubtada may be indefinite. بِشُرُوتٍ مِنْهَا, with conditions. From amongst those conditions or situations in which it can be indefinite, they only give us two situations, but there are more. The first one is أَنْ يَكُونُ الْخَبَرُ شِبُ الْجُمْلَةِ. Yani if the khabar is a shibu jumla, then the mubtada may be indefinite. Al murad bi shibu jumla, what is intended by shibu jumla is the dharf or al jar wal majrur or preposition. Yani an adverb or prepositional phrase. Adverbial phrase or prepositional phrase. This is what is intended by shibu jumla. So if the khabar is a shibu jumla, wa an yataqaddam ala al mubtada, and it Yani comes ahead of the mubtada. Yani if the khabar is a shibu jumla, and in this case the mubtada can be indefinite, but the khabar, Yani the shibu jumla, should become ahead of the mubtada in this case. And then they gave us the same examples that we saw before. Indana sayaratun, huna sayaratun is the mubtada. It's indefinite and it's khabar. Yani والظرف عند is the khabar. Yani عندنا is the khabar. Yani if the khabar is a shibu jumla, then the mubtada may be indefinite, but the order will be reversed. Laysa or li akhun, here akhun is the mubtada. Wal jaa wal majrur li is the khabar, and in this case it's permissible for the mubtada to be indefinite, but the order will be reversed. If the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibu jumla, the order will be reversed. This is the first case in which the mubtada can be indefinite. The second case is b ba an yakuna al mubtada ism istifham. Yani if the mubtada is ism istifham, wa asma'ul istifham nakirat, and all asma'ul istifham interrogative nouns are nakirat, are indefinite. So in that case, if the mubtada is ism istifham, all ism istifham are indefinite, therefore the khabar, the mubtada, can be indefinite. And then they give us the examples that we saw before. Ma bika, what is wrong with you? Huna ismul istifham ma, the ism istifham, interrogative noun, ma is the mubtada, wal jaa wal majrur, bika is the khabar. The next example, man maridun, who is sick. Huna istifham, ism istifham man is the mubtada. Wa maridun is the khabar. The third example, any again, any even though the word marid could be the mubtada because it is a noun, it's not a shibha jumla, how do we know? By answering the question and see what word replaces the ism istifham. Man marid, answer, ana marid, or al talib marid, or al mudarris marid, or al imam marid. So in this case, marid is in the question, marid is in the answer. The word that replaces the istifham man is ana. And in the answer, ana maridun, we know that ana is definitely the mubtada, therefore man in this case is the mubtada. Kam taliban fil fasli, how many students are in the classroom? Huna istifham, ism istifham kam is the mubtada, wa fil fasli is the khabar. Fil fasli is the khabar. Yani the shibha jumla will never be the mubtada. Okay, so the next topic that we're going to come to is tartib al-mubtada wal-khabar. Tartib al-mubtada wal-khabar. And this is a very important topic. We're going to go back to the English again and just read from the English and then the Arabic. But this is a very important topic, the tartib of the mubtada and khabar. We're going to read it from the English, the order of the mubtada and khabar. Normally the mubtada precedes the khabar. That's the normal and most common situations. Like, for example, anta mudarrisun. Anta is the mubtada, it comes ahead of mudarrisun, the khabar. But this order may also be reversed. Yani you can change the order in certain circumstances, not in every case. For example, a mudarrisun anta, are you a teacher? Yani I'm going to stop here and say, are you a teacher? A mudarrisun anta. Yani mudarrisun is the khabar, and anta is the mubtada. So the original sentence would be, أَنْتَ مُدَرِّسٌ, because the statement, if it wasn't a question, أَنْتَ مُدَرِّسٌ. Change it to a question, أَنْتَ مُدَرِّسٌ. But this order can be reversed. أَمُدَرِّسٌ أَنْتَ. Yani, it's permissible to do so as long as there's no confusion about what is the مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر. Another example is أَجِيبٌ هَذَا. This is strange for, the original sentence would be, هَذَا أَجِيبٌ. And it's clear, yani, where the mubtada and the khabar is. So the order can, is permissible for the order to be reversed, yani as long as there's no confusion about what is the mubtada and khabar. So normally the mubtada precedes the khabar, but this order may also be reversed, as in amudarrisun anta, and as in ajibun hadha, for hadha ajibun. But the mubtada should or must precede the khabar. Okay, it's permissible to reverse the order in some cases, but there are other cases in which it's not permissible to reverse the order. For example, the mubtada must precede the khabar if it is an interrogative noun. For example, ma bika or man marid. We saw those examples before where the mubtada was an interrogative noun. If the mubtada is an interrogative noun, the ism istifham la sadara. It has the right to always come first. So if the mubtada is interrogative noun, we can't reverse the order. The interrogative noun must begin the sentence. Second, if the khabar should precede the second, and the khabar should precede the mubtada, yani the opposite, the mubtada must precede the khabar if it's interrogative pronoun, and the khabar should or must precede the mubtada if A, it is an interrogative pronoun. So whichever word is the interrogative pronoun, if it's khabar or mubtada, it has to come first. So if the mubtada is interrogative pronoun, it must come first. If the khabar is interrogative pronoun, it must come first. For example, ma ismuka. Here, ism is the mubtada and ma is the khabar. And how do we know that? Again, we answer the question, ma ismuka, ismi Ahmed. So we know that ismuka is replaced in the answer by ismi. So ma is replaced by the name of the person, ismi Ahmed. So Ahmed is the khabar, so ma in the question is the khabar. Ma is the khabar. But ma comes first, why? Because it's interrogative noun. The second example in which the khabar should precede or must precede the mubtada is if the khabar is a shibh jumla and the mubtada is indefinite. We mentioned that when can the mubtada be indefinite? Yani if the khabar is a shibh jumla. But in that case, the shibh jumla must come first, and that's what we're saying here. The khabar should precede the mubtada, number one. If it's an interrogative noun, it has to come first. Or if it's a shibh jumla and the mubtada is indefinite, then the mubtada, yani the shibh jumla, the khabar must come first, as in fil masjid, fil masjidi rajulun. There are some men in the mosque. And you can't say rajulun fil masjidi. Here, the shibh jumla, the khabar must come first. Because why? Because the mubtada is indefinite. Another example, amam al-bayti shajaratun, yani there's a tree in front of the house. Here again, the khabar, the shibh jumla, amam al-bayti must come first because the mubtada is indefinite. Okay, this is in reference to the order of mubtada and khabar. We're going to look at it in Arabic, the tartib of mubtada and khabar. Yani it's relatively brief in Arabic. And we should be, able to read and understand it easily. Tartib al-mubtada al-khabar on the bottom of page 90. Number 3, it says tartibu al-mubtada'i wal-khabari. The order of the mubtada and the khabar. Al-aslu an yataqaddama al-mubtada'u al-khabar. Yani the normal, the original situation is that the mubtada should precede the khabar. For example, anta mudarrisun. Anta mudarrisun. Wa yajuzu aksuhu. Nahu a mudarrisun anta. Instead of a anta mudarrisun, you can say a mudarrisun anta. So this is permissible, yani in certain cases. Going to page 91, top of the page, it says, that's the first thing, that the asl is that the mubtada precedes the khabar. However, it can, yani we can change the order in certain cases. But then they tell us that it's obligatory, yani that the order be followed in which cases? Two cases. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ الْمُبْتَدَى. The mubtada must precede the khabar. إِذَا كَانَ ism istifham. If the mubtada is an ism istifham, interrogative noun, it must precede the khabar. As in, مَا بِكَ. Here, مَا is the mubtada, it's an ism istifham, it has to come first. مَنْ مَرِيد. Here, مَنْ is the yani mubtada, it's an ism istifham, so it must come first. Also, it says, وَيَجِبُ وَيَتَقَدَّمَ الْخَبَرُ. Yani there are some cases in which the khabar must come first. إِذَا كَانَ إِسْمِ إِسْتِفْهَامِ. And that is, if it is an ism istifham. So if the mubtada is ism istifham, the mubtada must come first. If the khabar is ism istifham, then the khabar must come first. For example, مَسْمُكَ. Here, ma in this sentence, we said, is the khabar. But it's an ism istifham, so it must come first. How do we know that it's the khabar? Answer the question, ma ismuka, ismi Ahmed. So Ahmed in the answer is replacing ma. Yani ismuka in the answer is ismi. And Ahmed in the answer is replacing ma. And Ahmed is clearly the khabar, so ma is the khabar in the question. Kayfa haluka? Yani here, kayfa is ism istifham. It's the khabar, but it must come first because it's ism istifham. How do we know that it's the khabar? Answer the question, kayfa haluka hali tayyib. So haluka is replaced in the answer by hali, and kayfa is replaced in the answer by tayyib. And we see in the answer that hali tayyib, yani clearly tayyib, is the khabar, and therefore in the question, kayfa, which it replaces in the answer, is the Chava in the question. So that's the end of what we wanted to say about Yani, the order of Mubtada and Chava. Now, that the original ruling is that the Mubtada comes first. It's permissible in some cases to reverse the order. In other cases, it's not permissible to change the order. For example, if the Mubtada is an Ism Istifham, it must come first. If the Khabar is an Ism Istifham, it must come first. The next point is Hadhf al-Mubtada, point number 4. We're going to go to the English for that point. On the bottom of page 44, it says the omission of the Mubtada and Khabar. Yani the omission of the Mubtada, or the omission of the Khabar, or the omission of both of them. It says here, bottom of page 44, the Mubtada or the Khabar may be omitted, may be deleted, may be left out. For example, in reply to the question, Ma ismuka? One may say Hamid. So Hamid is the Khabar, and the Mubtada has been omitted. The full sentence should be, Ma ismuka? Ismi Hamidun. But you just said Hamidun. So ismi, the Mubtada, has been left out because it's understood. Yani, that in the answer to the question, you can just say Hamid. What's your name? You can just say Ahmed. You don't have to say, my name is Ahmed. But my name is the Mubtada. In this case, it's permissible to leave it out. Similarly, the answer, in the answer to a question like, Man ya'arifu? Yani, who knows the answer to the question? Man ya'arif? If the teacher said to the class, Man ya'arif? Who knows? One may say, Ana. Yani, meaning, Ana a'arifu. This is the Mubtada, Ana. And the Khabar, Yani, Ana a'arifu. Man ya'arif? Ana a'arifu. Yani, the Khabar a'arifu has been omitted. The full sentence is, Ana a'arifu. I know. Alright, so this is, Yani, these are examples of the Mubtada being left out, or the Khabar being left out. In the Arabic, actually, they show us the Mubtada being left out, the Khabar being left out, and in an example of both Mubtada and Khabar being left out. That point is not in the English, so please note here, Yani on the top of page 91, or close to the top, it says number 4, Hadf al-Mubtada. The example of the Mubtada being omitted, Yani left out, يجوز حذف المبتدا إذا علم. Yani it can be left out if it's known. تقول, Yani you say, for example, للسائل, to the questioner who says, Yani, who asks about your name, تقول للسائل عن اسمك, you say to the questioner who's asking about your name, حامدون. Yani if somebody said, ما اسمك, you just say حامدون. أي اسمي حامدون. So اسمي, the مبتدا, has been left out. As far as the omission of the خبر, يجوز حذف الخبر إذا علم. It is also permissible to leave out the خبر if it is known. Yani without mentioning it. تقول أنا, you say أنا لمن يسأل من فاهمون. You can just say أنا to the one who asks, who understands? Who understands? The answer, the complete answer would be أنا أفهم أنا فاهمون من فاهمون أنا فاهمون. I understand. But here فاهمون, Yani is left out because it's known. So the khabar has been left out, Yani in reference to someone who asks Man Fahim, and you say Ana. Instead of saying Ana Fahimun, you can just say Ana. The khabar is left out. And number 6, it says Hadf al-Mubtada wal-Khabar Ma'an. Yani the omission of both Mubtada and Khabar is Yajuz Hadf al-Mubtada wal-Khabar Ma'an. Both Mubtada and Khabar may be left out إذا علم, if the two of them are known. فتقولوا نعم. So you say نعم. إذا سئلت أطالب أنت, if you were asked, are you a student? You can just say نعم, meaning نعم أنا طالب. In this case, أنا طالب, مبتدا and خبر are both left out because it's understood. If somebody says, are you a student? And you say نعم, it's understood that you mean نعم, yes, I am a student. The next point is related to the khabar, or the next couple of points are related to the khabar, and it looks like, I don't know the time. Yeah, Labas, we still have some time. Okay, so the next point, it says in the Arabic on page 91, halfway down the page, min ahkam al khabar. And the first thing it deals with the different types of khabar. And there are three types, and then they give examples for each of them. I'm going to read it from the English first, and then we'll come back to page 91. In the English it says about the khabar. All that we talked about before was about the mubtada mostly. And now we're talking about and he's specifically about the khabar, the types of khabar. There are three types of khabar: the mufrad, the jumla, and the shibah jumla. Three types of khabar: the mufrad, the jumla, and the shibah jumla. A, the mufrad is a word, it's not a sentence. What we mean by mufrad, we mean a word, not a sentence. We mean that the khabar that is not a sentence. It's not a jumla, and it's not a shibah jumla. It's just a single word. For example, al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. Yani the believer is the mirror of the believer. Here, the khabar is mir'atu. Al-mu'minu is the mubtada, mir'atu is the khabar. It's not a sentence, jumla, it's not a resembling a jumla, shibah jumla. Therefore, this is the first type of khabar, a single word that's not a sentence. B, the jumla is a sentence. The jumla is, what do we mean by the second type of khabar is a jumla? The jumla is a sentence. We mean a complete sentence. It may be a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence. So they give us examples of both nominal sentence and verbal sentences, two examples of each, that where the khabar, second type of khabar is a jumla. It could be a jumla ismiya or it could be a jumla fi'liya. Either type of sentence can be a khabar. A khabar can be a complete sentence, a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence. So the first example they give us is Bilalun, that's the mubtada, Abuhu Wazirun, that's the khabar. That's a sentence, Abuhu Wazirun. Bilal, his father is a minister. Bilal's father is a minister. Literally, Bilal, his father is a minister. Here, Bilalun is the mubtada, and the nominal sentence, Abuhu Wazirun, is the khabar. And this sentence, in turn, Yani Abuhu Wazirun, is made up of mubtada Abuhu and the khabar Wazirun. Here's another example of a khabar that's a jumla ismiya. Al-mudiru masmuhu. Yani, what is the name of the headmaster? Literally, the headmaster, what is his name? Here, al-mudir, the headmaster, is the mubtada. And the nominal sentence, masmuhu, what is his name, is the khabar. This whole sentence is the khabar. It's a jumla ismiya, yani wherein ismuhu is the mubtada, and ma, yani in ma ismuhu, is the khabar. And again, if you answer the question, you can come to know ma ismuhu, ismuhu Ahmed. We know that Ahmed is replacing ma. Ahmed is in the answer, is the khabar. So ma in the question is the khabar. That's how we know masmuhu, this sentence, masmuhu. That's how we know that ma is the khabar. And ismuhu is the mubtada. Okay, now they give us examples of the khabar being a jumla fi'liya. Okay, the second type of khabar is a sentence. It could be a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence. They gave us examples of nominal sentence being the khabar. Now they give us examples of verbal sentence being the khabar. At-tulabu dakhalu, the students entered. Here, at-tulabu is the mubtada. And the verbal sentence, dakhalu, they entered, is the khabar. Complete sentence, verbal sentence. Dakhalu means they entered. That's a sentence. Here's another example of a khabar being a jumla fi'liya. Wallahu khalaqakum, and Allah created you. Here, the lafz al-jalala, Allah is the mubtada. And the verbal sentence, khalaqakum, he created you, is the khabar. Complete sentence, khalaqakum, he created you. Okay, so those are examples of what? Of the khabar, second type of khabar, yani a sentence, nominal sentence or verbal sentence. The third type of khabar is the shibah jumla. As we have already seen, it is either a prepositional phrase, jaa wal majrur, or a dharf, yani an adverb, and it's mudaf ilayhi. Alhamdulillahi, this is an example of the khabar being a shibah jumla of the type jaa wal majrur. Alhamdulillahi, praise belongs to Allah. Here, alhamdu is the mubtada and the prepositional phrase, the preposition li and the word Allah, lillahi, li plus the lafz al-jalala is the khabar. And it is in the place of raf, yani fi mahalli raf. Okay, so what they're saying here is, third type of khabar is a shibah jumla, and the shibah jumla is of two types. It's an adverbial phrase or Yani prepositional phrase. Here's an example of a prepositional phrase. Alhamdu lillahi. Alhamdu is the mubtada and lillahi the prepositional phrase. Ja' al majrur is the khabar. Another example of the khabar being a prepositional or shibah jumla is the adverbial phrase. The use of an adverb, yani al-jannatu tahta dhilali as-suyuf. Paradise is under the shadows of the swords. Al-jannatu here is the mubtada and the dharf tahta is the khabar. As a dharf, it is mansoob tahta. Yani adverbs are mansoob, generally unless they are mabniyun, and as a khabar, in this sentence, as a khabar, it is in the place of raf, yani fi mahalli raf. Yani it's originally mansoob, you see the fatha there, but as the khabar, yani adverb, this adverbial phrase, tahta dhilali as-suyufi, yani dhilali is mudaf ilayhi, and as-suyufi is mudaf ila al-dhilal. So al-jannah is the mubtada, al-jannatu, and tahta is the khabar. Yani, as a dharf, it's mansoob, but as the khabar, it's fi mahalli raf. Fi mahalli raf. Okay, now we're going to go to the Arabic and look at the same thing, min ahkam al khabar, on page 91, second half of the page, number one, it says, number one, the first thing we want to say about the khabar, first thing we want to talk about is the types of khabar. Second thing we want to talk about is the agreement between mubtada and khabar. But the first thing which we just talked about is the types of khabar. We said there are three types of khabar. Anwa al-khabar. Al-khabar imma mufradun, that's one type, a word, not a sentence. A, laysa jumlatan, wa laysa shibba jumla. Yani what we mean by mufrad here, the khabar being a mufrad means it's not a sentence, nor a, yani shibba jumla. Wa imma jumlatun, the other type of khabar, is that it is a sentence. A jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, one of those two types of sentences. Wa amma shibhu jumla, or it is that which resembles a jumla. So, the khabar, imma mufradan, a single word that's not a sentence or resembling a sentence, or it's a jumla ismiya or fi'liya, or it's a shibhu jumla, yani prepositional phrase or adverbial phrase. So, three things. The khabar can be mufrad, jumla ismiya or fi'liya, or shibh jumla, ja'al majru' al-dharf. A. فَالْخَبَرُ مُفْرَدُ النَّحُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِرْعَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. The mu'min is the mirror of the believer. Shows the true reflection of their brother. Here, al-mir'atu is a single word. It's not a sentence, not a jumla, nor shibh jumla. So this is the first type of khabar, mufrad. Ba. Wal khabar jumla. The khabar may also be a sentence of either type, ismiya or fi'liya. For example of ismiya, al mudiru masmuhu. The jumla ismiya masmuhu is the khabar. And as the khabar, huwa fi mahalli raf. It's in the place where it should be marfu'un. But it's a sentence. The second type of khabar that's a jumla is the jumla fi'liya. Wallahu khalaqakum. So al-jumla al-fi'liya khalaqakum, here is the khabar. And as the khabar, here fi mahalli raf. Second type of khabar, jumla. Jumla ismiya, like masmuhu. Jumla fi'liya, like khalaqakum. Turn to page 92, top of the page. Jim, the third type of khabar is shibha jumla. Shibhu al-jumlati. Yani the khabar that resembles a sentence. It's not yani a sentence, but it resembles a sentence. The first one, and the khabar that's a shibha jumla is either adverbial phrase or prepositional phrase. The first one they give us, adverbial phrase, al jannatu tahta dhilali as-suyuf. The paradise, mubtada, tahta dhilali as-suyuf, yani tahta is an adverb. So this is an adverbial phrase, the adverb, and it's mudaf ilayhi dhilali. The dharf tahta is the khabar, wahuwa mansoobun aslan, yani aslan is mansoob because it's from the yani maf'ulun fihi. Dharf as zaman or makan. Maf'ulun fihi, This is from the maf'ul, so it's mansub. Fi mahalli raf, but as khabar, it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. The second type of shibh jumla is the prepositional phrase. Yani a preposition ja' and the ism majroor. Ja' wal majroor. Alhamdu lillahi al-ja'ru wal majroor lillahi. This prepositional phrase is the khabar, wa huwa fi mahalli raf, and it's in the place where it should be marfu'un as the khabar. The last topic that they talk about here is mutabaqatuhu lil mubtada'i. Yani mutabaqatuhu means mutabaqa, yani the agreement of the khabar being in agreement with the mubtada, that it should agree with the mubtada. We're going to go to the English and read what they say there on page 46, halfway down the page. It says agreement between mubtada and khabar. And this is in the case when the khabar is a mufrad, not when it's a jumla ismiya, or jumla fi'liya, or shibah jumla, prepositional phrase, or adverbial phrase. This is when the khabar is a mufrad, single word, not a jumla, nor shibah jumla. So, when the khabar is a single word, a mufrad, then it agrees with the mubtada in number and in gender. The khabar agrees with the mubtada in number, adad, any being singular, dual, or plural, and in gender, yani jins, yani being mudhakkar or muannath, masculine or feminine. For example, A in number, they give examples of the khabar agreeing with the mubtada in adad, in number. Al mudarrisu waqifun, mudarris is yani singular, so waqifun is singular. Al tulabu jalisun, tulabu is plural, so jalisun is plural. Baba, yani babani originally, baba al-fasli, the two doors of the classroom, mughlaqan, yani mughlaqan, yani the baba is dual, so mughlaqan is also dual. Wanafidhatahu, yani babu al-faslu mughlaqan, wanafidhatahu مفتوحتان, يعني نافذتاه, يعني its two windows, يعني نافذتاه is dual, مفتوحتان, so the khabar is dual. This is agreement of the khabar agreeing with the mubtada in number, in being singular or dual or plural. We see here that if the mubtada is singular, the khabar is also singular. If it is dual or plural, the khabar is also dual or plural. Now, the second thing that it has to agree with in is gender. It has to agree with it in number, has to agree with it in gender. And I should note here that it does not have to agree with it in being definite or indefinite, because the mubtada is generally definite, and very often the khabar is indefinite. It does agree with it in number, it must agree with a number, it must agree with it in gender. So here's examples of gender. Yani Hamidun Muhandisun. Hamid is the mubtada, is masculine, Muhandisun is masculine. Wazawjatuhu Tabibatun. Wazawja, yani zawja is feminine, Tabiba is feminine. Wabnahuma Tajirani, yani Ibnahuma, yani is masculine. So tajirani is also masculine and dual. وَبِنْتَاهُمَا مُدَرِّسَتَانِ, and their two daughters are teachers, two teachers. So we see binta, yani is dual and it's feminine. So مُدَرِّسَانِ is dual and feminine. But here we're talking about agreeing in gender. Here we see that if the mubtada is masculine, the khabar is also masculine, and if it is feminine, the khabar is also feminine. So here in the examples that they gave here, we saw that it's in agreement not only in gender, but it's also, as we said in the first point, agree with it in number. The khabar must agree with the mubtada in number and in gender. As far as this discussion, back to the Arabic, it's on page 92, and we're coming to the end of our time. Page 92 says, number 2, مُطَابَقَتُهُ لِلْمُبْتَدَعِي, yani its agreement, yani the khabar's agreement with the mubtada. It says, يُطَابِقُ الْخَبَرُ الْمُبْتَدَعَ فِي, yani the khabar is in agreement with the mubtada in A, الْإِفْرَاد وَالْتَثْنِي والتثنية والجمع الإفراد it being singular والتثنية it being dual والجمع being plural has to agree with it in عدد in number singular dual or plural نحو المدرس واقف singular الطلاب جالسون plural باب الفصل مغلقان مغلقان يعني dual ونافذة ونافذة ونافذتاه نافذتاه يعني dual مفتوحتان dual bad also agrees with it in gender or jins في التذكير being masculine والتأنيث being feminine for example حامد مهندس masculine masculine مبتدأ خبر وزوجته طبيبة feminine with feminine مبتدأ خبر وبناهما تاجران يعني dual masculine both of them being dual and masculine وبنتاهما مدرستان both of them being dual and feminine what remains is probably not what we can cover in we'll just look at the English in any case of the chart at the on bottom of page 46 the order of مبتدأ and خبر and basically if you look across the page from right to left it says المبتدأ معرفة ونكرة is it definite or indefinite مقدم or مؤخر is it before the خبر or after it مقدم before it مؤخر after it سبب التقديم the reason why it came before or تأخير or why it came after so we're looking at the مبتدأ يعني in the first sentence first box and there are actually seven boxes here seven examples in the first one on the bottom of page 46 الله غفور the مبتدأ is the love of the جلالة Allah and it is معرفة ونكرة it's definite معرفة مقدم ومؤخر is it before the خبر or after it's before the خبر the reason for it being before the خبر or after it this is the original order يعني that the مبتدأ comes first the second example عجيب كلامه the مبتدأ is كلامه it's definite is it مقدم ومؤخر it's after the خبر Why is it after the khabar? The reason why it's after, this is optional. As long as it's clear, it's permissible for the order to be changed. Going to top of page 47, which would be the third example. There are five more examples here, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seven. So the third example would be, عندنا سيارة. Here, سيارة is the مبتدأ, and it's in definite the mubtada is it muqaddam or muakhir mubtada should be after the khabar in this case it must come after it why because the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibr jumla the next example which is the fourth example afillahi shakkun the mubtada here is shakkun it's indefinite the mubtada should be after the khabar in this particular case why because the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is the shibr jumla and in the previous sentence it was the same situation the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibr jumla but in example number 3 عندك سيارة the khabar is a ظرف مكان and in أفي الله شك the khabar is a جاول مجرور but in any case if the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibr jumla either ظرف or جاول مجرور the mubtada will come after the khabar. The fifth example, من غائب, and we'll answer the question, أحمد غائب, so we'll know that. In this particular case, يعني, من is taking the place in the answer of أحمد, so من is the مبتدأ, it's indefinite. The مبتدأ should be before the khabar. Why? Because the مبتدأ is an interrogative pronoun. In the sixth example, next to the last, men enter and I'll answer the question Anna Muslim so we'll know that men is being replaced in the answer by Muslim so men is the khabar men is the khabar so the mubtada in this case is the second word enter the mubtada is enter it's a pronoun so it's definite the mubtada should be after the khabar in this case why because the khabar is an interrogative pronoun interrogative pronoun must come first in the final example wa anta sumu خير لكم and that you fast is better for you here أن تصوموا is a مصدر مؤول it can be replaced by its meaning صيامكم So antasumu here, the shibra jumla, is definite because its meaning is siyamukum. It's definite. So the mubtada here is definite because it means siyamukum. And in terms of it being muqaddam or mu'akhir, is it coming first or after? It comes before the khabar. And why? Because this is the original order that the mubtada should come before the khabar. Okay, this is the end of what we have in English. We still have a few minutes remaining, so let's look at the Arabic. The Arabic charts came at the end of the Arabic lesson on page 94 and 95. So we'll look at those charts just briefly. We can finish them. The second chart is very, very short. The first chart is what we just read in English. We'll look at it in Arabic. Ba'du ahwal al-mubtada wal-khabar. Some of the conditions or states or circumstances of the mubtada and khabar. Ahwal al-mubtada. The first chart is ahwal al-mubtada. The second chart is ahwal al-khabar on the following page. As far as the mubtada, yani the examples that we just saw, I'm just going to read them in Arabic. What we want to know is which word is the mubtada? Is it definite or indefinite? Ma'rifa or nakira? Is it muqaddam or mu'akhir? Is it coming first or is it delayed after? And is the mubtada coming first where it's supposed to be or is it coming late? And if it's, yani why is it coming first? Why is it coming last? Sabab, taqaddumuhu wa ta'akhuruhu. Yani, the first thing we know is what is the mubtada? Second column, is it definite or indefinite? Ma'rifa or nakira? Third column, is it muqaddam or mu'akhir? Yani advanced or delayed? And the reason why it is advanced or delayed. Seven sentences. Allahu ghafurun. Allah is the, love al jalal is the mubtada. It's ma'rifa, it's muqaddam, it's coming first. Wa huwa al-asl. That's the original way it's supposed to be. Number two, ajibun kalamuhu. Kalamuhu is the mubtada. It's definite because it's connected to a pronoun which is definite. It's mu'akhir. It's delayed. Why? This is hadha ja'izun. It's permissible as long as the meaning is not confused. Number three, indaka sayyaratun. With you is a car. Sayyaratun is the mubtada. It's nakira. It's mu'akhir. It's delayed. Likawni al-mubtada nakira wal-jumla. Wal-khabar shibu jumla. Yani the reason why it's delayed is because the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibu jumla. We said in that case the reverse, the order should be reversed. Number four, afillahi shakkun. Yani here shakkun is the mubtada, it's nakira, it's mu'akhir, it's delayed. Why? Same reason. Likawni al-mubtada nakira wal-jumla shibu wal-khabar shibu jumla. And the reason why it's delayed is because the mubtada, yani shakkun, is indefinite and its khabar is a shubha jumla in this case. Fillahi, yani jawul majroor. In the other case, andaka dharf. Number five, man ghaibun. Here, man is the mubtada. It's nakira. It's muqaddam. It's coming first. Why? Likawni al-mubtada ismu istifham. Because the mubtada ism istifham must always come first, whether it's mubtada or khabar. But here it is the mubtada and it must come first because it's a ism istifham. Number six, man anta. Man anta, yani anta in this question is the mubtada. It's ma'rifa, all pronouns are definite. It's mu'akhir, it's delayed. Why? Likawni al khabar ism istifham. Why is it delayed? Because it's khabar is ism istifham. Ism istifham must always come first. Number seven, wa antasumu khayrun lakum. Antasumu, yani the masdar muawwal, is the mubtada. It's definite, yani because what? It's understood to mean siyamukum khayrun lakum. It's definite. It's muqaddam. Why is it muqaddam? That's the huwa al asl. That's the way it originally is supposed to be. And the last thing is in the minute that remains is page 95, ahwal al khabar, the conditions of the khabar. We said the khabar. The first in the first column we see the line, the word that's underlined is the khabar, and then in the second column we see what type of khabar it is. Is it a mufrad, a single word, or is it a jumla, ismiya or fi'liya, or is it a shibah jumla, jawl majroor or dharf? They give us five examples. The first example, ad-dinu yusrun. Here we see the khabar is yusrun. It's a mufrad, a single word. It's not a sentence, not a jumla, nor a shibah jumla. Number two and three show us, yani the khabar being a shibah jumla. Al-mudarrisu عند المديري. The teacher is with the principal. عند المديري is a shibah jumla, dharf. يعني adverbial phrase. Number three, الطلاب في الملعب. يعني في الملعب is the خبر. سشبه جملة جاء والمجروع. Number four, النية محلها القلب. يعني the fourth and fifth are examples of the خبر being a جملة. جملة اسمية in the first one, جملة فعلية in the second one. النية, number four, محلها القلب. The نية محلها, its place, the محل of the نية, the place of the نية is the heart. It's not to be spoken on the tongue, it's in the heart. هي محلها القلب is a جملة اسمية, خبر, that's a جملة اسمية. Number five, الإسلام يجب ما كان قبله. الإسلام removes whatever was before it. يعني in other words, when a person enters Islam, then their sins, their previous sins before Islam, are removed as long as they remain upon Islam and don't go back to those sins again. الإسلام يجب ما كان قبلها. الإسلام is the مبتدأ. يجب is the خبر. It's a جملة فعلية. يجب جملة فعلية. These are the conditions, أحوال of the خبر. يعني that it could be a مفرد, or it could be a شبه جملة, ظرف or جاء والمجرور, or it could be a جملة اسمية or فعلية. And this is the end of our review of lesson number 11. I think we had to go a little bit quickly through the lesson today, more quickly than I like to go, but anyway, this is a review, so it's just a matter of trying to go through it and make sure that we remember things that we have forgotten, or that perhaps we can understand something that we didn't completely understand when we originally studied this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the authentic Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah, out of His bounty and His favor and His kindness, that He recognize, reward, and record all of our good deeds, and that He pardon and forgive our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm upon us sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him, and that He grant يعني الشفاعة to those of us who are sick, and His mercy and forgiveness to those who have passed away. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Next week inshallah we'll be reviewing the following lesson. I'm not really sure how long it is, but we'll be hopefully sending out homework assignment tomorrow. بإذن الله تعالى. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.